There's a bit of a buzz on Lee's side in more ways than one. The tiny, tiny wings of a buzzing midgie. Although in Cork for years, everybody called them midgets, which was clearly wrong, but it was just the colloquial term on Lee's side. But there's a buzz now that's actually gone national. Everybody's talking about Oliver Moran's proposal from the Green Party that we commission and erect outside City Hall the world's smallest statue to a mosquito to honour the mosquito that possibly killed the tyrant Oliver Cromwell. Now, if it was April 1st, you'd say something about it. Others might suggest that Oliver Moran has just gone off on one. I have no idea. Oliver, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank
have you gone off on one? I mean, is this something you dreamt up in the middle of the night? What's the deal here?
So the deal here is essentially I'm on the lookout for novel ideas, more unusual, overlooked things to celebrate in our city.
Yeah, well, if there's money, why don't you just get a €200,000 bike shed or something?
Well, look, it's nothing to do with money, although that has been mentioned in relation to the proposal around the midge. It certainly couldn't be one that we were told that there's not enough funding to put up. But the idea
who's paying for it?
Who's paying for it? Well, look, it's a long way off paying, right? This is number three in a series of motions that I put down in relation to statues like these. And where it came from is we're looking at a public art strategy in the city. We're looking for new ideas. And with all due respect to my colleagues in Cork City Council, a lot, if not all, of the ideas were to celebrate men and women from the 1916-1926 period, which is good. No problem celebrating them. But I wanted to branch out a bit further, look back at the whole thousand year of history of our city and what are the things we can celebrate.
Did you hear somewhere then that there was a Cork midgie or midget mosquito that killed Cromwell, was it?
And that's exactly how all these ideas came across. So I was on social media, one particular social media channel, and somebody posted a question asking very innocently what Irish people thought of Cromwell. You can imagine many of the responses, but among them was...
Is it bad or worse than the black and tans? Well, but anyway, yeah.
Somebody said among the middle of it, I'm surprised the people of Cork haven't put up a statue to the midget to beat him. And I said, well, there's an idea and I'm on the lookout for them. So that's where this particular motion came from. But it's, like I said, it's one of three. We'll throw them in the mix and we'll keep looking for more ideas.
But like, Oliver, midgets are tiny, like. You're talking about one or two bloody millimetres at best. Like.
Which going back to the idea of a public art strategy, I mean, this is to put your city on the map. This is to have people come here. There already is a city in Russia with the world's currently smallest public statue, which I believe is a frog. Certainly a midgie is a lot smaller.
Okay, that's a tiny 44-millimetre tall bronze frog erected in the city of Tomsk. Do they get tourists going to take a selfie with that frog, I wonder? Could it be a tourist attraction on Lee's side?
Oh, I would. Look, I think the purpose of any public art strategy should be twofold. One, it's to celebrate the city. It's for the people who live here. All of the things that we can be proud of, whatever it might be. And then also things for reason for people to come here. And since I put this idea out there, and I'm very surprised at the way it has gained traction and gained people's imagination.
Really?
People's imagination.
You're surprised? I'm not.
But I've been texted from all over, the country, from abroad as well, people saying, well, that will get me to Cork. I'm booking my ticket now.
Okay, so he was in Cork, but if he did get bit by a midgie in Cork, it took him 5 years to die. So you see, the maths, they don't add up.
Look, I think this particular one, if you overanalyze it too much, possibly from a historical point of view, I think you might do it to death. I think this one is a great story. There's certainly truth to it. He did die of malaria in the end.
9 years after the alleged bite.
But he very well could have contracted that while on the Irish campaigns. Whether it was a midgie in Cork, listen, I'm not looking at the history. I'm looking at the story. Well, I'm looking at the things that people love about it. And look, it's a genuine story, which I have verified. It's not just where I heard it from. It's been repeated several times.
Well, listen, I would love if he got bitten by a midgie in Cork, a mosquito in Cork, and he had a slow, long, lingering death that took 9 years to kill him. But is it genuine? Hold on there a second, Independent Councillor Kieran McCarthy. Is this true? Did this happen? Did a Cork mosquito kill Cromwell?
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me on with this one, Neil. I like Oliver Moore, and I really like the council. I get on well with him. But I can agree with you, Neil. I don't see that a Cork midget killed kind of Cromwell. I think there's an argument that he was poisoned in the end, that they just people got really good fed up with him. Yeah, it's a bit of a gimmick motion, but look, we are where we are. This motion will
but
go
they
to,
said
to
that he had malaria when he died, so malaria comes from a midge, so I can see a connection, my friend. Can you not?
But you said from your own research, and it's right, that it was kind of, he contracted it 9 years earlier, and it took him 9 years to die, so it must have been a very slow-moving...
Okay, I want you to hide that fact, Kieran, all right? I don't want you to know it. Like, that's got to be hidden now from the public records. We want Cromwell to be killed by a Cork midget. We want a tiny statue that everybody, all the Insta-huns will come for selfies if they can see it.
I mean, you know, like Neil is someone who gives the walking tours around the city. Like, it's going to fall to me to bring it to this, to bring the people to the little sculpture and try to explain the story. And actually, interesting, this morning when you Google malaria midget Cromwell, it's just Councillor Oliver Moran's press release are all across it. You can't even find the real story, actually.
If you did a walking tour, but if you did a walking tour of the city that featured the midget that killed Cromwell, it would be the big talking point that all tourists would go away and talk about. That's the one they'd remember, you know.
Possibly, I don't know. I mean, Cromwell pops up in my tour in terms of the only good thing that came out of Cromwell is that he mapped out some of the lands, and it actually shows the anglicization of the Irish names and kind of what he was actually doing to the landscape and how he got rid of people and put people in place. And so he does pop up across my tours, but I'm not too sure about the midget proposal. But look, we'll have a big debate about it.
He was a nasty piece of work, wasn't he? Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people were wiped out across the country because of him.
And when he came to Cork City, like in the early 1650s, and I think the city actually just gave up even before he got to the gates of the city. They just it said that he stayed at a house in Ballyvillan House in the northern hills of the city, and he just wiped out castles in the suburbs. And we have some interesting maps by his actually map maker, a guy called William Petty. I was given a tour yesterday of Mahon, and all of Mahon Black Rock is all mapped out with this guy from the 1650s, and you can see all the different townlands and the different castles that were targeted.
Unbelievable.
And then you can see where the lands went to afterwards. He actually gave lots of the lands in Cork City to a guy called Alexander Piggott, which was his colonel. And actually, Piggott came from Chetwynd in Shropshire.
They took fierce liberties, didn't they? Just giving away all of our land to their friends and their cronies. But he was he was a serious enforcer, wasn't he? He was the man.
Serious enforcer,
that would be called
on. But also, like, just even to see the anglicization of the townland names in these old maps, like Ballion Locke, he changed it to Ballon Lockie and stuff like that. You can see them in the old maps, like the attempts.
But if Cork was a marshland, right, and much of it was underwater, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, there would have been midgets and mosquitoes in Cork. This would have been a fact, wouldn't it, because of the marshy ground?
Yeah, there would be.
Yeah, come on now, work with me on this one.
I'm working with you on this one. But in Cork history, there's no other story that I've ever come across as someone that was killed by a midget.
Well, whatever, I don't care. I just want you to vote for Oliver Moran's proposal, please. Let's get it done. And let's get a big PR marketing idea behind it.
I look forward this will probably go to some committee in the council chamber, and there'll probably be some sort of hour debate that will kind of end up talking about other statues. Like, we're forever talking about statues in the council chamber with this and that. And Neil, you should ask Oliver about his other two proposals. He said it was one of three, but the other two I don't think have got as much traction as this.
Okay, all right, let's have the other two. Let's be having them.
I'm happy, right? Number one, and Kieran won't be able to dispute this one because I picked this up from a UCC researcher. So this is genuine historical fact. Did you know, Neil, hell was invented in Cork? So in the middle of the 1100s, there was a knight came on a drinking spree in the city. He got sick from the alcohol, was dead to the world for 3 days. And when he woke up, he recounted the horrors that he'd seen. He was in hell. There was burning lakes of tar. There was demons with pitchforks chewing on sinners. And the story got written down, spread across Europe. And that
in the city of Cork is where the idea of hell came from. Amazing. I mean, if we don't celebrate that guy, I don't know who we should.
You should write fairy tales for a living. Do you know that? Like, and the other one? What was the other proposal?
The other one is and look, I'm on the lookout for all kinds of ideas. So the other one is much more serious. It is a folk singer, Mary Delaney. She was a blind street singer, or an Irish traveller in London. She is regarded as being the greatest folk singer in the Irish traveller tradition to have been recorded. And she finished the last 20 years of her life in Spring Lane, Haltingside. You're very familiar with it. Look, I think one of the she should be honoured, I think, just by the nature of her own artistry, but also the lesson being, don't judge a person from where they come from.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people experience deprivation, you don't know who you're missing out on. That person could be a great artist. To serve. Okay.
If you had a chance to erect a statue of any shape or size, Kieran McCarthy, what would it be?
Ooh.
Because I asked the question, because one thing we have never done and we should do, in fact, I think we should have a national day, if you want to call it a bank holiday or something, to commemorate and to remember all of those that died during the genocidal period that was called the potato famine. And I think we should do something to honour their memory. I've often thought that, but yet we don't, you know. But what do you think? What would
I've never really kind of thought about that. I mean, I don't know, when you're kind of researching Cork history, one of the things you kind of come across is how hard it has been through the ages to erect a statue. Like, if you think in the city, we don't really have statues, or just the people just didn't want statues through the ages. I mean, it's only when, like, I think Father Matthew really is the only full-length statue that we actually have in the city. Like, even though the Michael Collins one, I was doing really well in the Grand Parade, and the one in the South Mall as well. But I mean, like, yeah, I actually don't know. That's actually a really good question. You've kind of caught me on that one.
Okay, so therefore that means you should vote for somebody who has come up with an idea if you haven't got a better one, and that's Green Party councillor Oliver Moran's little midget. So let's make that happen. You'd want a sculptor with very good eyesight, though, to be able to sculpt something that small, though, Oliver. So good luck on the quest for that person, right?
No trouble. Well, look, I was surprised after being put out there. Now, I've been contacted by artists who have already done work on this. So there is an artist contacted me in West Cork who showed me a commission, which she had already done before any of this, on the midge for quite a famous actor. I don't want to mention names, but just incredible to know that the story was out there and artists were already working on it.
All right. Well, come back if you need a help or a GoFundMe or a whip rounder, will you?
I will do.
All right. Take care, lads. Much obliged. Green Party councillor Oliver Moran, independent councillor Kieran McCarthy, Great Cork historian. As the philosophers, never let the truth get in the way of a good story.